Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Thursday, March 30th, and I'm reading from the New International Version. We're picking up in the book of Judges, chapter 13, with the birth of Samson. Now, Samson is a very interesting character. You may want to go to the Bible Project video and learn more about him. But his uniqueness is highlighted in this passage by the fact that he is a Nazarite from birth. This is something from Numbers chapter 6, verses 1 through 21. And it basically is a dedication to the Lord, saying he will abstain from strong drink, he has to avoid dead bodies, and he must not cut his hair. We all know that about Samson, right? That he had very long hair. But what's interesting is even though he has this Nazarite vow, he does not keep the other commands and laws of God, as is evidenced in the story as we read the next few days. In fact, he's violent and he's promiscuous. And so we're going to have to wrestle with the fact that God uses people, even people who seemingly are doing very bad things. The Bible Project video said it this way: the empowerment of God's Spirit does not equal endorsement in what the people are doing. So God chose Samson out to be a great deliverer, but in his humanity, he chose a sinful lifestyle. God still used him to help deliver the people of Israel from bondage to the Philistines, but it doesn't mean that he liked Samson and his behavior. Okay, let's read today Judges chapter 13, the birth of Samson. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hands of the Philistines for 40 years. A certain man of Zorah, named Manoah, from the clan of the Danites, had a wife who was childless, unable to give birth. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, "You are barren and childless, but you are going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat unclean things. You will become pregnant and have a son whose head is never to be touched by a razor, because the boy is to be a Nazarite, dedicated to God from the womb. He will take the lead in delivering Israel from the hands of the Philistines." Then the woman went to her husband and told him, "A man of God came to me. He looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name. But he said to me, 'You will become pregnant and have a son. Now then, drink no wine or other fermented drink, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God from the womb until the day of his death.' Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, 'Pardon your servant, Lord. I beg you to let the man of God you sent to us come again and teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born.' God heard Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman while she was out in the field. But her husband Manoah was not with her. The woman hurried to tell her husband, 'He's here, the man who appeared to me the other day.' Manoah got up and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said, 'Are you the man who talked to my wife?' 'I am,' he said. So Manoah asked him, 'When your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule that governs the boy's life and work?' The angel of the Lord answered, 'Your wife must do all that I have told her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, nor drink any wine or other fermented drink, nor eat anything unclean. She must do everything I have commanded her.' Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, 'We would like you to stay until we prepare a young goat for you.' The angel of the Lord replied, 'Even though you detain me, I will not eat any of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, offer it to the Lord. Manoah did not realize that it was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, so that we may honor you when your word comes true?" He replied, "Why do you ask my name? It is beyond understanding." Then Manoah took a young goat together with the grain offering and sacrificed it on the rock to the Lord. And the Lord did an amazing thing while Manoah and his wife watched. As the flame blazed up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame. Seeing this, Manoah and his wife fell with their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord did not show himself again to Manoah and his wife, Manoah realized that it was the angel of the Lord. "We are doomed to die," he said to his wife. "We have seen God." But his wife answered, "If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and grain offering from our hands, nor shown us all these things, or now told us this." The woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson. He grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of the Lord began to stir him while he was in Mahane Dan, between Zora and Eshtol. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together over the next few days as we contemplate Samson's life. It's going to be tough to wrestle with the fact that God was using someone who was seemingly not the best character. And it made me think about this song that we used to sing with our kids, and it's called "It's Only Jesus." And this is what the third verse says. If you notice, when we read God's word today, the greatest saints have their flaws on full display, as it was written down for us in order that we may recognize that Christ is the only way. Adam ate forbidden fruit and lost his life. Abraham got scared and lied about his wife. Sarah laughed to herself when she heard God's promise. Rebecca encouraged her son to be dishonest. Aaron used crafts to make a golden calf. Moses got mad, struck the rock with his staff. David sinned greatly, even lost his baby. And Jacob, he was just all around shady. The point is not to make light of our flaws, but to show that every one of us needs the cross. So as we read the Bible, it's important we see this. There's only one hero, and his name is Jesus. Will you pray with me? Father, we want to remind ourselves of your greatness today. Thank you for your character as faithful and holy, and the unconditional love that you show us. Help us to show our allegiance to you today. We're grateful for the many ways that you have provided for us. We pray especially for those in our midst who need a special touch from you today. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, that we sense our need for the Lord Jesus. None of us is worthy of him, and yet you so freely give of yourself so that we can be saved. Thank you for that promise, and thank you for your word. We love you. Amen.